Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner, specifically through reveling in their journey. We're all on a personal journey. You on yours, and your partner is on theirs. And how can you revel in their journey as they find their way and use that to deepen the connection and the relationship? So we're going to be talking about that today. Before we do, quick shout out to new listeners in Beijing, China. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining me here today. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. So let's talk about connecting to your partner and your partner's unique individual journey. So we're all unique individuals, but in our quest for validation, we tend to seek the company of those who are, in our perception, just like us. There comes a time, therefore, in any relationship when independence and strength of self is tested. The push for independence in a relationship can be the end of it, or it can be an opportunity to take the relationship to the next level of connection. Independent will, strength of self, individuality, and similar traits are associated with the solar plexus chakra, just above the belly button. At this point, you've already connected to your partner in terms of trust, grounding, safety, and sexuality. And we've spoken about all of these things before. So if you missed that, go back and check in on that. And you may even be deep into a tantric practice, learning about and celebrating your physical self, energy, and divine nature, and all those same aspects in your partner. So now it's time to focus on what is truly unique within each other. It's time to connect to your partner's independent will, to their power, to their individuality, to their uniqueness, to their strength of self. And this includes a few things. So that's going to include reveling in their journey and how they enjoy their interests, celebrating their uniqueness and their quirks, and taking the time to listen without expectation of response, and encouraging their strength of self, helping to build that and make it even stronger. See, sometimes we can think we are in love when really we're just in attachment. So your partner represents something to you. Maybe they make you feel a certain way. Maybe they validate some aspect of you by mirroring it back, or so you think. And we can fall into a trap of projecting all manner of attributes onto our partners and then expecting them to fulfill them. It's time to set all of that aside. You and your partner are unique individuals, each on your own path, learning about yourselves as much as you are learning about each other. You are both constantly evolving beings, walking your separate journeys, but together. The joy of discovering your partner is not to be understated. But in truth, it is not you that is discovering your partner. It is your partner who is discovering themselves and then sharing that with you while you discover yourself and share that with them. So first, revel in their journey. Take joy in how they enjoy their hobbies and their interests. And some of these will be your interests too, and some will not. So encourage them to do the things that they love to do, the activities that light them up and fill their soul. In fact, insist on it. You see, we're so wanting to please our partners that we may not all speak up for independent time to pursue our own special interests. So make sure your partner has the time, the space, and the opportunities to pursue what they are passionate about, separate from what you are passionate about. Why? Because this is the gift of freedom and true support. Opportunities will come their way, and some of those opportunities may take them away from you for a while, or may take their time and attention for a while. Don't become covetous of them, of their time or of their attention. Quite the opposite. If it is an opportunity that they truly want to pursue, you should find a way to support it. Don't ask, why do you want to do this? Instead ask, how can I help? What can I do to support you? What do you need to make this happen? Obviously, if your partner is indulging in self-destructive behavior like abusing drugs or criminal activity, you may not want to support that. We all have showstoppers. We all have things that would make us leave a relationship. It's okay to go. In fact, sometimes it's better to go. You can't change other people. You can only change yourself. So if you cannot meet them and support them where they are, go somewhere else and free them to live their life their way. That is an act of love. Now, many partners feel fear around the idea of their love spending time on something that does not involve them. If you feel fear, examine it. If you find that you wish they would not do that activity, or you wish they wouldn't take that trip, or you wish they would not pursue that opportunity, ask yourself why. And you know what I'm about to say. Keep asking yourself why until you get to the truth. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid they will leave you? Are you afraid they will find a better partner? Are you afraid they will realize that you are unworthy? See, this kind of thing stems from yourself feeling that you are lesser. You feeling that you are unworthy. Now, in that case, it would be useful to work on the stage 6 exercise of breaking your own perception of unworthiness. But resist the urge to control your partner. If you feel fear, the work is on you, not them. Now, this will only lead to an eventual end to the relationship if you try to control your partner. You cannot control another person for very long without building resentment, distrust, and misery. This is attachment. This is not connection. Maybe you're afraid they'll get hurt. Maybe what they want to do is dangerous, relatively speaking. And I say relatively because even driving to a desk job is dangerous in its own way. Even staying in your house is dangerous to a degree. Nothing in life is without risk. Try to understand through honest conversation why your partner wants to do what you see as dangerous. Discuss the known dangers. Discuss your fear honestly. Ultimately, however, your fear should not factor into their choice. and your fear should not stop you from supporting their choice with everything you can muster. The key is that their choices are about them, not you. And your fear is about you, not them. So you think you're afraid for their safety, but what you are really afraid of is being alone or being without them. See? Your fear is really about you. It shows that you have some attachment here that needs to be released and replaced with connection instead. So perhaps not where you thought this was going. Reveling in your partner's journey is about supporting them in pursuing the experiences and the opportunities and the skills and the whatever else that really lights them up, that is perhaps part of their purpose here on this earth, of identifying that purpose and supporting them in that purpose. That doesn't mean holding your tongue when an opportunity makes you fearful. You should be honest about that, right? Brutal honesty in the relationship is incredibly important. So you can express your fear. Let your partner help you work through that, while at the same time finding ways to support them, right? You can acknowledge that your fear is about you. And they can offer you compassion in that and perhaps find ways to help mitigate that. But ultimately, that connection is deepened when you support that effort, whatever that is. Now, if that effort is detrimental to them, or if that effort is detrimental to some basic foundation of the relationship, like trust, that's a completely different conversation. And again, a brutally honest conversation that you need to have. So you want to support your partner in whatever, as long as it doesn't damage the trust in your own relationship and or your partner's physical and mental health, as a general rule. Now, these are obviously my own opinions. So I can imagine the emails rolling in on this one now. So bring it on. Follow the link in the show notes and let me know your thoughts, questions, and ideas and experiences around this kind of thing, for trying to support your partner in whatever it is. Also, there may be cultural differences in different cultures, if the cultures do not support certain types of pursuits, and how can you support your partner in a culture that does not support what they want, and all kinds of interesting nuances here that I'm betting will come up later. So let me know what you have experienced in terms of this. And as always, I'll be wishing you not just fantastic connection to your partner, but purna asati, complete connection.